This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is Game Time episode 11, and this is the first show of the new year, so Happy New Year for those who are listening for the first time, and also for those who are continuing from episode 10, which was last year, where we look back at some of the games that happened in 2015 and also what we were looking forward to this year in 2016. And for episode 11 for today, we will be reviewing the World of Tanks, the beta version, Grim Fandango, and also a couple of other games. So let's start off first with World of Tanks. Thanks. World of Tanks beta was out over the weekend for PS4 users. Now, for those who are not familiar with the game, World of Tanks is a free-to-play and free-to-win game. You can play through every nation and their tanks for free, and there's no way to pay to be more powerful than others. They do, however, sell premium tanks that earn and help you, you know, progress faster in the game. World of Tanks became very popular, so much so that Russia was actually considering hiring World of Tank players to join the army. And PS4 users have been waiting for this for a while now, for this very classic PC game to make it into the console. And over the weekend, the second round of beta was open for all PS Plus subscribers. Although the game is free, there are Founders Pack that is available on the PlayStation Store. It ranges from $15.99 to $129. The game is all about tanks, as the name suggests. There are five classes: there's light, medium, heavy, tank destroyers, and artillery. For light tanks, it's all about the speed. So think of this like a scout. You get ahead of your teammates, you can spot enemies, and then you take cover. The ability to turn quickly is a huge advantage compared to the others. However, the damage that you can inflict on others is very, very low. Medium tanks is sort of like a compromise between the light tanks and the heavy tanks. They're fast enough to outrun the heavy tanks, and they're powerful enough to outgun light tanks, but they're not an expert in any of the skill. As for heavy tanks, there's only one word when it comes to mine: slow. Very, very, very slow. But they make up for it with the insane firepower. They inflict huge amounts of damage, but the aiming is extremely slow, and it moves even slower. As for tank destroyers, they're only there to destroy tanks, but you know, they have a limited range and requires you to sort of physically turn the tank to aim past a certain point. Artillery is probably the most unique class. Artillery vehicles are, you know, they fire airborne rounds over massive distance, but there are trade-offs. You know, especially patience here is the key. Teamwork as well is, you know, is the key to being really successful at World of Tanks. My only complaint with World of Tanks is the controls. It takes a very long time to get used to driving a tank in World of Tanks. But once you've mastered that, it would probably be a really fun game to play with. The maps look great. They're huge as well. A lot of the buildings can be destructible. You know, the graphics in terms of the grass and in terms of hiding behind a cover of a rock, for example, or a building, is really great. And you can even sort of like, you know, camouflage in a way and, you know, try to hide away from, you know, enemies spotting you. But the thing is, it's the controls. I constantly, you know, turn around in circles just simply because I wasn't really sure which way is the forward direction. You know, whenever I push the analog stick on the forward direction, I tend to reverse backwards. It's because my tank was facing the other way around. It is not as simple as, you know, say Battlefield 4, for example, where, you know, you can play tanks as well. It is a lot more complicated, but it's not as complicated as a simulator game, but it gives you a good sensation that, you know, this is what a real tank should be like. Hence, you know, Russia was even considering hiring World of Tank players to, you know, be in the army, because, you know, in the future tanks will be, you know, remote control driven, and, you know, so you don't need humans to control tanks anymore, and that's where, you know, World of Tank players, you know, would probably come in handy. That's what Russia is thinking anyways. We're not sure whether, you know, they're really going to go through with that, that's a whole different story. Different topic as well. We're probably going to discuss this on a different show. But for World of Tanks, great game. Looking forward to when it's going to come out. No word yet on when the full launch is. It required 28 gigabytes of download. So, you know, I'm sure when the full version is out, it will be more or less around there as well. It's going to be about 30 gigs. So, you know, those who are using the PlayStation 4, like myself, on the 500 gig version, it is getting a bit cramped up at the moment. You know, I only have probably about like 7 or 8 games at the moment, and it's, you know, sort of filling up my hard disk really, really fast. So you might want to also look at into how to upgrade your hard drive on the PS4. And, you know, I will probably do a show on that. I'll probably do a video on that. Who knows, you know? So hopefully, if you want a video on how to do it, the most easiest way to do it, let me know. Tweet us at BFM Radio. Also, tweet me at BFM Radio or at Jeff Sandu. And, you know, let me know if you've played World of Tanks, and, you know, let me know about your thoughts on the beta game. I only played it for about a couple of hours before I had to do other stuff. So let me know what your thoughts are on the game. What would you like to see implemented in World of Tanks? You know, what was your frustration? You know, was controls a frustrating thing for you? And I didn't play it on the PC. I only straight jumped to it on the PS4. So, you know, I was never a World of Tanks player. But, you know, when it comes out on PS4, I would probably be one of, you know, the regular gamers for World of Tanks. I like those kind of games. You know, it's really fun, really addictive. You can get in, find a lobby, start shooting, killing a bit of people, you know, destroying a bit of tanks, and, you know, have a good time at the end of the day. So there you go. Just let me know. Tweet us at BFM Radio or tweet me at Jeff Sandu, and let me know about your thoughts on World of Tanks beta for the PS4. Up next is a review of Grim Fandango. This is a classic game. I love this game, but, you know, has the remastered version done justice to this all-time classic? We'll find out in just a moment. This is Game Time, Episode 11. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9. Welcome back. This is Game Time, Episode 11. And early on, we did the World of Tanks review. It's the second version, the second round of the beta that was open to all PS4 users or PS Plus subscribers. Now, up next, Grim Fandango.
Well, at least you're not hitting the bottle anymore.
Hey, Callie, how you doing?
I'm Calavera, Manny Calavera.
My name's Gladys.
Did you kill much when you were alive?
Very little.
I'm sick of waiting around for a good lead. Like it's gonna fly in here tied to a brick. It's time to take one.
It is one of my ultimate favorite games ever. Initially released in 1998, and it became a masterpiece as one of those best stories ever told in the video game, with very clever puzzles and very, very clever voiceover work, and also, you know, the soundtrack as well. It's really good. So Grim Fandango Remastered for the PS4 is now free to download for all PS Plus subscribers. And tell you what, it is a must download. Whether you have played this game before, or if this is your first time hearing about Manny Calavera, this game pays tribute to one of the all-time adventure classics. The story hasn't changed, of course. You play a character called Manny Calavera in the Land of the Dead. Manny is a travel agent who escorts the deceased to their final rewards. Good deeds in life are rewarded by access to better travel packages to assist in making the journey of the soul, the best of which is called the Number 9, a train that takes 4 minutes to reach the gate of the Ninth Underworld. Every soul that, you know, gets into the Land of the Dead has to reach to the Ninth Underworld. And if you have the Number 9 ticket, you know, it only takes 4 minutes for the soul to reach to the Ninth Underworld. However, if you have the other packages, it can take a long time. Manny is frustrated as he always is assigned with clients that have to take up to 4 years for the journey. And he's sort of being threatened by his boss that if he doesn't come up with a better client, he will be fired. So he steals a client from his co-worker and tries to give her the Number 9. Now, for those who have played this before, you will be sort of glad to know that the forklift sequence is still one of the hardest ever puzzles to solve. If you've not played this before, you might be wondering, what am I talking about? But, you know, when you get to a sequence where, you know, it's the forklift sequence, you'll understand what I'm trying to say. Have they fixed all the bugs in this game? Well, it's a yes and no. It's a great game. You know, it's a great tribute, but there are minor bugs in this game. I had a bit of a problem with the camera angle in some places, and also, you know, some places that I was meant to click about, it didn't really register my clicks. You know, the minor bugs didn't ruin the game, however. The experience of the game is still amazing. The graphics on this, because it's a remastered version, is amazing. To see, you know, Manny Calavera on the PS4, and also, you know, this was launched on the PC a while ago as well. So if you're on the PC, go and get this on Steam. If you're on the PS4, you must download this. Whether you're a fan of adventure games, you gotta go and download this. This is one of the best games that has ever been made. And I'm really happy that they remastered this for the PS4, because, you know, it is one of the games that I still keep it. I think I have the CD somewhere in my house of Grim Fandango for the PC. You know, it is a must download, especially if it's free on the PS4. And for all PS Plus subscribers, it is a free to download game. So go ahead, download that, and you'll have a fantastic weekend. Trust me. Now, last year, we were treated to the amazing Rocket League. It's a free game for the PS4, and it was massive. It blew me away, and it was probably one of the best games of 2015, simply because it was free. Games are very expensive these days, and, you know, I take any game that is free, and especially a game like Rocket League. It was really good fun. This year, Hardware Rivals aims to do the same with a fast-paced vehicle combat type of game. Hardware Rivals puts tanks and 4x4s through Destruction Derby type of a match. It has a very similar feel to Mario Kart, and with a mix of Twisted Metal. For those PS2 players before, you might have remembered Twisted Metal was a very good game. Now, it sounds like a lot of fun, but it sadly isn't quite there yet. One major problem was finding a lobby to get into the game. More often than not, you're sort of like left alone in your squad, and it's sort of like every man for himself. There's no real teamwork, for example. The other issue was also the lack of vehicle variety. You have two tanks and two buggies to choose from, and, you know, that's about it. The controls, they felt very awkward and sort of like a bit unresponsive. For a game that is very fast-paced, you want the controls to be really quick and really snappy as well. It didn't sort of give me that sort of sensation. The tanks, they felt very clunky, and, you know, the buggies was just so vulnerable to attacks. It was just like, you know, one or two hits and that's it, you're gone. The game also lacks content, and it really lacks the enjoyment level of Rocket League ever. You know, I still play Rocket League until today, and, you know, although lobbies are a bit more hard to come by, but it's still a really fun game. Hardware Rivals just lasted me for like 20 minutes, and, you know, I was done with the game, and I've never played it ever since. It promised a lot. It looked really fun. Sadly, it failed to deliver. It is free to download on the PS4 for PS Plus subscribers, so, you know, maybe you can still check it out. It's free anyway, so, you know, go and download it. Play it for a couple of minutes, you know, a couple of hours, but maybe if you can, and, you know, if you can tolerate the game, download it for a couple of hours, and then, you know, maybe you want to delete it from the hard drive because you need the hard drive space. You know, remember, you know, I've only had, like, I think I'm left with 12, 13 gigs left on my hard drive. So, you know, it does need to free up some space. So we'll do that in the next round, probably. So games that are out this week, there are a few good games that are coming out for all platforms. The first is Assassin's Creed Chronicles for India for the PS4, Xbox One and the PC. In this second episode of the Chronicles series, you are thrown into the tension between the Sikh Empire and also the East India Company in 1841. Now, I have not played this game yet. I will very soon because, you know, the Sikh Empire, this is where, you know, I sort of really come from. And I'm really looking forward to playing this game and, you know, looking back at the story and, you know, seeing how much they've developed from that. And I really like the first Chronicles as well, you know, the China. And I thought that was really fun. It's a very different sort of feel from the Assassin's Creed. It's a 2.5D platform, so it's not really flat. It's not really, you know, first-person view. It reminds me a lot of Prince of Persia, but, you know, in a lot more advanced role. Not the new Prince of Persia game, by the way. You know, it's the old ones, the ones that I used to play in my Sega. Oh, you know, my Micro Genius. I had a Micro Genius. Remember Micro Genius? If you do, tweet us at BFM Radio if you had a console called Micro Genius. And, you know, if anyone has it still and, you know, if you have a picture of it, take a picture and, you know, send it a tweet over to at BFM Radio and, you know, show me your Micro Genius. And, you know, if it's working, that's great. You know, probably bring it over to the office and I want to try it out again. I want to play Prince of Persia on the Micro Genius. Must be a really good game still. Now, next is Tarsis on the PC and the PS4. Tarsis is a turn-based realistic space strategy game. It puts you in control of the first manned mission to Mars. But, you know, you are hit with an asteroid and you're supposed to defy the odds and embark on the most important rescue mission in all of mankind. It's a turn-based game. It uses dice to, you know, sort of take turns and roll. It's a very slow-paced kind of game. It feels like it, but, you know, I'm not sure. I've not played it yet. I will very soon. For Xbox One users, there's one game that I really, really want to check out. It's called Gone Home. It's one of the best puzzle games that you can find on the Xbox One, apparently. So, especially for this year, you know, so the year just started. So there's plenty of new games that came out in December and in January as well. So apparently this game is a very good puzzle game. I kind of like puzzle games. Yeah. I'm still playing Nathan Drake, the Uncharted collection. So that's, you know, one of the really good puzzle games as well. Reminds me a lot of the old games. I love those. Let me know. Tweet me at BFM Radio, at Jeff Sandhu. Let me know what has been your favorite puzzle games or adventure games. Monkey Island, do you remember that? Those who remember, you know, tweet me, Monkey Island. Also, tell me about what do you think about World of Tanks? What do you think about Grim Fandango? What do you think about, you know, Hardware Rivals? And also, you know, let me know on what games you would like me to review, you know, for the upcoming shows. And I will try my best to purchase the game and, you know, hopefully I will be able to do justice to those games. My name is Jeff Sandhu and this has been Game Time Episode 11. Thank you for listening to the show and make sure you download some of the other podcasts as well if you're looking for, you know, what games to look out for in 2016. That's on Episode 10. This is Tech Talk on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.